I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 24th. There have been 1,364 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy, 1,131 recoveries. There are 47 active cases, and there have been 134 deaths. There are over 107,000 cases statewide. A proposal for a substance abuse treatment center on Washington Street in Quincy Points is raising concerns about traffic and parking. Habit OpCo wants to open the center for about 100 clients at 165 Washington Street in a former dentist's office, but residents and three city councilors say there's not enough parking at that site. The zoning board will review the matter again next month. Louis Restaurant on C Street in Quincy will be allowed to sell their parking lot. The zoning board voted 4-1 recently to allow the sale, reversing an earlier ruling to deny the sale. Louis says it wants to sell the lot to finance repairs to the restaurant, which has been closed for over 2 years after a series of storms caused some major damage. One Chestnut Place in Quincy Center will open in September. Developer Peter O'Connell says his new 15-story, 140-unit apartment complex across from the Quincy Courthouse will be the tallest building in Quincy. 47-year-old certified nursing assistant Kencha Bhutan from Quincy is charged with stealing a credit card from a resident of the Care One facility where she works in Brookline and charging up $1,200 worth of goods. Police say Bhutan used the card at Stop and Shop in Quincy and stores in Brockton and Brookline. The water at all Quincy City beaches and all of Wollaston Beach is safe for swimming. Tests taken on Wednesday indicate safe levels of pollution. However, officials advise waiting 24 hours after a heavy rainfall before going in the water. Reminder, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Friday at 6 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 24th.